The nation of Sri Lanka has slipped into chaos after months of protest reached a tipping point this week when protesters took over government buildings and forced the president to resign. The South Asian island nation of 22 million people is facing one of the worst economic crises since it gained independence in 1948. The prime minister has been sworn in as the acting president, and a new interim government will be elected by parliament. But for ordinary Sri Lankans, the struggle continues. Stephanie Sai reports.
In the economically crippled island nation of Sri Lanka, a moment of celebration after weeks of despair. Protesters camped outside government buildings for more than 2 months are now retreating, their main demand having been met. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has resigned.
I feel like what we have done for the past few days has shown an effect. They are scared.
For months, Sri Lankans have been waiting in miles-long lines to get basic goods. At least 16 people have reportedly died while standing in those lines.
Formula, diapers, everything prices have skyrocketed in such a way that it's very, very difficult for normal, basic humans of Sri Lanka to get their basic needs and necessities.
Protesters blame the Rajapaksas, who have wielded power in Sri Lanka for nearly two decades, for the country's collapse, accusing them of corruption and gross mismanagement. Last week, they took a dip in the president's luxurious pool, while 57-year-old Daisy said she struggled for months to find cooking gas.
It's very difficult to fight the smoke. Even though I am a heart patient, I'm working with the smoke.
Like 70% of Sri Lankans, Daisy's family has had to cut down on food.
We are fed up with these things. When we get up early in the morning, we think of what's going to happen next. Sometimes we cook using things planted in our home garden.
On the streets of Colombo, a string of vehicles are parked. Gas stations are deserted. There's no fuel. Shanaka Fernando, a truck driver, has been waiting to get gas for a week. He eats and sleeps here.
We are not able to have a bath or go to the washroom. There is no date or day when the petrol will come. We are not able to go to our jobs. There is no way to get an income.
Sri Lanka owes over $51 billion to foreign creditors and has run out of cash reserves.
We don't have money to import basic necessities for daily life, like fuel, like gas, like medicines, like food.
P. Saravanamuthu is the founder of the Center for Policy Alternatives Sri Lanka. He blames the government for failing its people.
This is what has brought the country to its knees, the combination of the Rajapaksa's gross mismanagement and callous disregard for public sentiment. And now there is no yearning or liking of the Rajapaksas, who were the heroes of yesterday.
The Rajapaksa family's grip on Sri Lanka began in 2005, when Gotabaya Rajapaksa's elder brother was elected president. Several years later, the two brothers orchestrated a brutal campaign against the Tamil Tigers, ending a long civil war. They were accused of war crimes, but remained in power. While citizens may have succeeded in ousting the Rajapaksas, the larger problems Sri Lankans face have no easy solutions. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Sai.